Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah.
James, you're not just having time ever.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, like this is like a bouncy castle, a theme park, and a water slide all combined into one.
It is pretty dangerous.
A log flume. Like,
a log flume, yes.
Actually, that's interesting. What is your favourite thing in the world? What do you love more than? Because I know that you hate shot puts.
Sure.
And what do you hate? Shot puts?
Why do you hate shot puts?
Shot put, I think it's just such a boring spectator sport. Like, it's so, like, I don't get it. Like,
I don't think it is a spectator sport, is it?
Yeah, it's athletics.
When you watch it on the Olympics and stuff, and they go to the shot put, you're like, why are we going to the shot put? Because they're going to, it just doesn't look impressive. I know that, like, logically it's impressive. Like, it's like, it's a heavy thing, and they're throwing a heavy thing further than most people could throw a heavy thing. But
no,
it doesn't look good. I think if they threw, like, a Satsuma or something, and just like, you know, they just absolutely pelted it out of the stadium, then I'd watch that because it'd be really fun.
Yeah. If it was really on fire or something.
The Satsuma.
Yeah. It'd be much better. It'd just go a really long way. Whereas actually, we're just watching this thing go a short distance. Yeah. It's a short distance. It's not very far.
I love that. It's so true.
It's quite anticlimactic, actually, because they're doing this big spin.
Yeah.
And then it's just goes bloop.
Yeah. And I don't mean it. When they do the spin, I'm like, I'm not sure that helped. Like, how far would you have done it if you didn't spin round for ages? Like,
so they get dizzy.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Like, so yeah, I don't like that. I don't like geese.
What about the hammer throw? Geese.
Hammer throw's all right. They get it a bit further, and at least, like, when they do spin round, they get that satisfying kind of, like, swing on the hammer when it kind of, like, hovers round a bit. It's like,
and you always think, God, is someone going to get hit? So it's quite exciting.
Yeah, yeah, that's fun. Javelin obviously is a lot of fun.
I can't. Those people that stand right in the middle, where like right next to where it lands. I just can't. I mean, that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, is that really your passion?
Yeah, exactly.
Could you not have done another job? Like, was it that you had to do that? Is it worth the risk? I don't know if it's worth
it. Well, I mean, that's why they banned lawn darts, right? You know, there's
right. Yeah.
Well, I guess they're like mini javelins, right?
Yeah.
Which you used to.
And what about? And you hate geese? Why?
Hate them.
Why do you hate geese?
They're obnoxious and bullies. They kind of like how they hiss at people, hiss at everyone, and they just kind of get in amongst it. And like
I love how you're pretending to be a geese.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretending to be a goose while I'm doing it. But it's just the kind of like just so aggressive. And also, like, I found out that they have tiny little teeth on their beak.
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah.
And tongues. And their tongues are covered in teeth. Like, horrible creatures. I hate anything that hisses that shouldn't hiss.
What, like an egg?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If an egg hissed at me, I would hate it. I remember, like, there was, like, a Goosebumps book. When I was a kid, the Goosebumps books were quite
the rage. I love Goosebumps.
Do you remember the ones that you could turn to a certain page? Do you remember the ones where you go, like, turn to page 55 if you want to take the
choose
left
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
No, Choose Your Own Adventure books. That's not Goosebumps. So, you know. But Goosebumps was... There's one called Night of the Living Dummy. And it's
I've read that one. Yeah.
A ventriloquist dummy who comes to life. And the first time the kid sees it, it's walking along, it's nighttime, the kid hears a creaking on the landing, gets up and looks out, and there's, like, seems to be a little person, like a little boy, is walking along the landing, and they're like, there shouldn't be a little boy in my house. And they go up and they put their hand on the little boy's shoulder, and it's the dummy, and its head turns all the way around and hisses at them. Hisses at him. And I was like, I had to close the book. I was like, fuck that. I'm not reading this any longer. That's really scary. It's horrible. It's the hissing dummy.
They were quite frightening, those books, Goosebumps.
Yeah. God.
I hated it.
I love that. Fuck that. I'm not reading that. Fuck that. I'm not reading that anymore.
Couldn't do it.
So you never finished it?
I did finish it eventually. I got the guts up and went back to it. But like, if it was going to hiss again, I was
feeling brave.
If there was any more hissing in that book, it would have been it. But like, Robert Blamire hissed at me in school. He was meant to go on the trampoline and he didn't. He was just like sat in the corner, and I went up to him, Robert, it's your go next. And he went, and I was like, right, that's, I'm out. Forget it. You don't have to go on the tramp. I don't care if you go on the trampoline or not, mate. I was just trying to get you. It's just been helpful.
It's actually, well, I mean, you wouldn't like West Africa because that's how they get your attention. You're walking around, they're trying to get your attention. They go,
yeah. So I'd be on edge all
so
the time.
Annoying.
I think everyone's got teeth on their tongues.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Private Parts Part 2. That was actually quite a nice little intro. I liked it.
I thought we were in it. I didn't
realize that's just the immersive kind of like atmosphere that you feel within us, you know. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for writing in with all of your comments. We love it. As always, please follow us on our Private Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, and all the socials. We have so many things in. So we got one, which is from Alex. Now, this is the update from a listener who wrote to us about he lives in Australia, and the girl is in Canada, and they met at Oktoberfest, and they made plans to meet up in Hawaii. Now, the great news is Alex wrote and told us they had an amazing trip, and he has exclusively told us they even dropped the L-bomb. Ooh. Yeah. How really? Insane is that? So this is one of our listeners who took advice from us. We gave the advice. They followed the advice, and now they're in love.
Wow.
Also, I like how your listeners are very much like you as well. They meet each other. Where do you want to meet? Hawaii?
Yes.
Just quite casually drop that in. Do you want to meet in Hawaii? Yeah, I've got a spare weekend. I can go to Hawaii at some point.
Yeah, I'll be there, actually. Yeah,
I'll probably say that I love you while I'm there, actually.
We also got another one in, which is it says, Light. Love the podcast and you three. Jay is my fave. Talking about you. They didn't even know you were on this.
Who wrote that?
Yeah, thank you three. I wonder if you can help me with a problem that's really got me totally distraught. Basically, there's this guy who I'm totally in awe of and majorly attracted to, but he was way out of my league. I started messaging him with a fake name and fake photos of an absolutely beautiful girl. I know this is wrong, but I did it.
That is wrong.
Yeah, that's why you catfished him. Yeah. Okay.
We've been messaging each other for 2 months, even spoken on the phone and been so flirty. Problem is, he's desperately wants to meet me, and I want to meet him too because I'm completely in love with him now. What do I do?
She's writing to the wrong people. Shouldn't she be writing to that show?
No, this is great. I have written a list of ways to improve my
psychiatrist. Or something.
I've written a list of ways to improve my appearance, hair, nails, etc. Easy, and then I could lose weight, get fit. I could do my best, come clean, and hope he finds me attractive, or I can just keep putting him off and until eventually he gets fed up and stops.
I think you should definitely stop catfishing people. It's wrong, and also just don't lie ever.
Yeah, or at least think about like. Dear listener, for one,
no, get into it. Hold on. So go on, dear listener.
Honestly, for one, you probably need help. And you need to speak to a professional about this. That is not a normal thing that you're doing. It's pretty upsetting behaviour.
I think it may be illegal as well.
Also, here's a conversation that has never happened. So, how did you meet your wife? Well, she catfished me, and then what she did was she obsessively altered her appearance so that I'd be attracted to her. And then when I met up with her, I decided, you know what? She is quite fit. It doesn't matter that she deceived me. I will marry her and be with her forever. Oh, what's that? You wrote into a podcast and you told them all about it there. Oh, yeah. That's fine. So just don't continue this behaviour. It's not all right. And the fact that you really the most upsetting thing about all this is that you thought it was casual enough a thing to just write into a podcast about, and that you didn't see that maybe this is like a lot more serious than you think it is. So,
also, she gave her name Ruby. So
there you go. Why is that her name? Now, this person.
Yeah.
This is probably a guy named Trevor.
Right, we've got some questions for James. Now, James, this is from Sam via Instagram. How much of your hair did you give to Jamie's new...
What? To Jamie's new hair transplant?
Yeah, it says that. It says...
Is that a trick?
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone got you with a prank.
Someone got me with a little prank right there, I think.
Well, what's the answer?
I donated quite a bit of hair to your hair transplant, didn't I? You said you wanted some of these wavy blonde locks.
Okay, we got another one from Nathan, which says
glossing. Over
okay,
that.
Straight on to the next bit, not talking about his hair transplant.
Here's a good one. How do you deal with hecklers, and what's the trick have you learned over your comedy career? That's from Nathan.
You deal with them all on their own individual merit, and what you don't do is have one stock response for everyone, or one thing where you obviously I've got to slam them and shut them down, because some of them are just excited and want to get involved with the show and really like you, and if you're like, you shut the fuck up, it kind of ruins their night. So you just kind of,
unless it's in Derby and they're just like,
bruh! Yeah, they really love it, they're like, yeah, well, shut the fuck up. So you just judge it by, like, if they're just like, you'd speak to people normally. So, like, that's a part of it. It's like a lot of comedy is, I find, is just like learning to think how you normally think anyway. Mm. And when you start, you've got these preconceptions, and you are like, oh, if I get heckled, I've got to. I remember seeing a comic early on, he's a really good comedian, and he dealt with a heckler quite aggressively, but it's fine because it suited him. Because I was like really in awe of him, I was like, that's how you got to do it. Yeah. And so I'd be on stage doing really like whimsical comedy and going, hey guys, and I talk about apricots, and someone would heckle, I'd be like, you're a fucking paedophile. And like really like go like completely
straight for the jugular.
And it was stuff like that. I was saying stuff like that.
And in your head, you're going, yeah, got him. That was funny.
Well, I'd go away going, I don't know why the atmosphere changed so much after I called that man a paedophile. And then I had to realise, oh yeah, those words are really heavy, quite loaded words. And probably got to save them for when they really matter or it's relevant. So,
oh my
God. So now I just,
when they matter.
Yeah. Save them for when the guy might literally be a peed, and then that's fine. But like, I just kind of now, you know, you deal with them as is. I'd also be aware that I've always got to be aware that a lot of it, you know, is my insecurity. If I'm like going into a heckle, they heckle me, I've got to not let my own kind of, I've got to be nice to them in a way.
Has a heckle ever left you completely speechless? Or
not left me speechless, heckles affected me quite a lot.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, like I 2 months ago, maybe not even that, I basically had to leave the stage because I was about to cry. And that is not a joke. Like, I this guy, he kind of, basically I dealt with him really well. Like, I was doing my set and he was saying just that he didn't like it, and that but it was loads of stuff about how he liked me on TV and he'd come to see me, this is really disappointing, this is shit.
How did he get all that in? It's like a monologue.
Well, because I engaged with him. But basically I was having a laugh with it because I wasn't taking him seriously, and so I was like, it was a really good exercise for me of like, I'm not slamming this guy, I can tell he's trying to upset me, like he's actually trying to hurt my feelings, but like, I'm just going to play around with it and not take it seriously. It was going really well and the audience were really liking it, and like, I finished the set and got off. I was like, great, cool, doesn't matter. And then I basically got brought back on for an encore, which I think was mainly out of sympathy for like the fact that I'd had to deal with this shit for so long. So they were like, get him back on and do it set properly.
We feel sorry for him.
Yeah,
pity party.
Yeah. So I came back on and like I made a joke that he'd stuck around even though he knew it was going to be me again. And then I thought it would be funny because, again, I'm kind of like deliberate in the moment. I'm like, you know, don't. I'll do the opposite of what comics are supposed to do. So we're supposed to destroy him. So I'll do the opposite of that, and I'll apologise for being so shit, and maybe that'll be funny. I'll just try that out. Because sometimes you try stuff out without knowing if it's going to work or not, and you think, fuck it, I'll just try it at this gig. If it doesn't work, I'll never do it again. Yeah. If it does work, I've got it in the back pocket. And so I'll start apologising to him and being like, you know, man, I'm really sorry you've come here and you wanted me to be good and I feel like you've been let down, and I'll try really hard at this. And but like, I'm doing it for a joke, but as I'm saying it, my brain goes, this is how you feel. Like, this is like, you genuinely feel like this. It's not like you're not doing this for a laugh. Like, this is whenever anyone heckles you, you do think, oh, I've let this person down. And then my brain went, well, better start crying, because like, you probably should cry in that case. And I've done this like therapy trick on myself. And I had to just like, as I start, and then my voice started cracking, and everyone could tell I was upset. And then even the guy started looking at me, going, "Oh, mate, it's totally fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter." And then like, I just kind of got to the end of the sentence in like a really hushed. I was like, oh, "I'm sorry, mate." And then I put the mic in the stand and just had to walk off. And I was like,
and "That was your encore."
That was my encore. Was like, go on stage, cry, and walk off again. Like, you know, so like, and it was mental. So like, yeah, I definitely like, it still gets to me.
Okay, we got one more from Dylan, and now Dylan says, "Can you please perform the Kettering Town song? I'm a huge fan."
It's very nice. I mean, it's a very, very long song.
What is the song? What
it's a song where, like, the Kettering Town Football Club chant goes, Kane and E and a T and a T, E and an R and an I-N-G, T and an O and a W-N, Kettering Town,
and then it
FC.
Goes on.
And my version, I go round each time, and each time I go round, I
you
miss
didn't
out,
have to do it
I
now,
miss
but
out
you can
an
watch
extra
it on,
letter. You can watch it on,
watch it
on repertoire, yeah. On Netflix. But, like, yeah, basically I sing it over and over again on a loop, and each time I go round, I have to miss out
I was
on
practicing,
another
I was
time.
Practicing with Happy Birthday.
Yes.
H and a P and a P and a Y.
B wait, and so a... explain this. So what did you say? So your version is what? So it's so you go K, a T...
K and N, T and T, E and R and I and G, T and O and W and Kettering Town of C. And then the next time you go... And an E and a T and a T, E and an R and an I, and then the next time you go around, it's and a T and a T, E and an I. So you got to keep on
missing them out. That's way too. That's like rubbing your head and your stomach at the same time.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to?
A while. Like I decided I wanted to do.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that it would be funny to... A lot of my stand-up just starts with me liking something, and then... So, like, I just like that song. I genuinely think the song is funny, even though it's just singing about Kettering Town Football Club. But I just like the song, and so I thought, oh, it'd be fun to, like, do that game. And then, but I was like, that'd be too much effort, I don't want to do it. And then I had this Edinburgh show to write. It's like, it would fail quite a long time. and so I was like,
exactly what we're
thinking.
I'll
do it then. And I had to, like, practice it at home. And because I used to play drums and stuff, I'm quite good with rhythms. And so I was like, just like, use your skills as a musician and try and incorporate that in there. Yes, and so when I started doing that, it got easier.
You were in a band?
Yeah, I used to be in bands and stuff.
What was your name? Charles Strawberry? Or?
I was in a band called... So I was in loads of different bands, but that band was called the Capri Sun Quartet. And I was called Sir William Strawberry.
William Strawberry,
which is my middle name and my favourite flavour of Capri Sun at the time. Not strawberry guy anymore, it's too sweet and sickly. Yeah. More go for the orange or the black currant, but like, yeah.
Oh my God, it's insane. So basically what we also like to do on the podcast, I know this is a bit tangent, but we like to do a prank call. And because you've got all these songs and got all these things, I felt like we could do a prank call. Now, the Roll Baby's just been born.
Yeah, okay. Royal baby, yeah.
We got a royal baby.
Which I've started using as an insult to people already. Stop being a royal baby. You're a royal baby, mate. This guy's a royal baby.
So what we want you to do is phone up Buckingham Palace and we want you to try and book the royal baby as a guest on the next podcast.
Easy.
That or Prince William or Harry or the Queen or just someone. Yeah. Just riff
it.
Go
mate,
with it.
I'll get the baby, don't worry.
That's Marnie speaking.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello, it's Marnie speaking.
Hello, Marnie. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Wait, is this the press office?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm phoning on behalf of the Private Parts podcast and just phoning about booking a member of the royal family for the podcast.
I'm not sure what you mean.
So it's a podcast and
to
we kind of like...
To do a podcast or to be involved in a...
To just be involved in an episode. We have different guests on every week. And this coming week, or like as soon as is at their convenience. We'd love to get them on and just ask them some questions. We have a variety of different guests on the show all the time from all walks of life. We've had on Gordon Ramsay has done it, and Usain Bolt did it once, and like proper a lot of quite big names, but from all different areas. And we'd love to get the royal baby on.
Okay, sorry. Thank you very much for your call.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I think that I didn't catch your name.
Pete.
But thank you for your call, but that won't be possible.
But just like with someone else, though, like not like just the... I don't send them on their own. Like someone
Thanks
else
very
be,
much
be
for
with
your
them.
Call. Like, goodbye.
No, just like with someone else. Like a reminder.
I think she was wise to that.
We've got further than I thought we would.
Yeah.
Don't send them by themselves, send them with a minder.
Yeah, well, I thought that was the problem.
Yeah, I mean, that would be...
What's your name? Pete.
Yeah. Clearly not my name. Clearly not my name.
You and Ruby would get on well.
Yeah.
All right, Francis, it is now time for the answer to the question of the week. So please give us the answer.
Are you ready for it?
Oh, we are ready.
It's quite surprising, actually, I thought. Do you want to have another guess?
No.
How many planets would fit between?
How many planets would fit between the Earth and the Moon of all the planets?
I said four.
I said two, didn't I?
We're both wrong. It's actually all of them.
All of them?
No.
All of them. All of the planets would fit between.
Even Jupiter
and Saturn. Every planet that we know of, it would fit between in the space between the Earth and the Moon.
As they are, or ground
as they
up
are.
Into little
no,
bits.
As they are. In like side by side, up lined up. Like,
you idiot. Saturn is full of gas.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. Well, Saturn doesn't count. You're putting Saturn just on top of another planet.
No,
like.
That's a planet.
Yeah, but like you're not putting it... Are you just mushing it into another planet that's already there because it's made of gas? Or is it taking up its own space?
No, it's taking up its own space.
Rings
included.
Amazing.
Okay, so that's the answer.
So you're both wrong.
I just don't think you can fit every single thing
well,
in.
Well, that's the truth.
So. I just don't believe that.
Are you also moving the moon?
No.
Are you pushing the moon?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that.
You
are moving the moon.
And then put the moon on the edge. Yeah.
Right, Francis, do you know what time it is, buddy?
You wouldn't just need to move the moon. You could move the Earth as well.
Move all of it.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, yeah. I think it's time for my diary.
Oh, right, it is.
It's a bit different to your one, actually.
Why is it a bit different?
Because we're very different people.
Well, I mean, we're only a little bit different. We're not that different. We're only slightly different. Francis's diary is normally about him and Pusey driving his Ignis on the Pusey Vales, like looking at geese.
No, that's nice.
Yeah,
it's Pusey. Where's Pusey?
No, it's not in near Marlborough in Wiltshire.
Go on, Francis, read us your diary.
Monday. It's not so long. I've just got a couple of days. Monday, the 16th of April, or I've actually written if April.
James, do you not like his little audio voice that he goes into? Monday.
I quite like it.
Quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's more than soothing.
Yeah, very soothing.
And slightly creepy, but
Dear Diary. Katie and I have been repainting the cottage, which has proved a Sisyphean undertaking, or at least it feels that way.
Who's Katie?
Katie's my girlfriend.
Well, no one's ever met her. So.
She also loves the...
What was all this one in a million talk? The whole interview, you've been cracking on to me. And it turns out... Katie?
Yeah. Well, Katie's a big fan of you as well. So not like,
of course, because Katie's in your imagination. Oh, I see. So anything that you think, she thinks.
Yeah.
That's true. No. Not always. Sometimes we disagree.
Yeah.
First, it was the very old wallpaper from the spare room, which ended up taking a lot of the wall along with it, requiring me to put my plastering skills to the test. Though plastering is not rocket science.
Look how thrilling it is. He's talking about plastering. I mean, yeah. It's just full of...
Luckily, I've amassed some enviable DIY skills over these 29 years, and that is lucky for me because they have definitely come in handy. Like the time in... Our local partner in Ghana was tasked with finding us a house to rent near the mine, only to discover, on arrival, having paid a year in advance, that the house was not even halfway finished. This is a true story.
Oh, God, it's gripping.
And looked totally different to the house in the glossy photographs. The owner, who had received the payments, made some excuses that he would be using the money we paid him to fix it up. but after my years of Africa, my years in Africa told me otherwise.
This is when all of the listeners switch off. This is when the dip comes.
I think it's quite a good diary.
Yeah.
We ended up fixing the house up as we lived in it, and it's really where I finessed my skills with a trowel.
Very nice.
Hey, what do you feel about that, James?
Is that the whole thing?
That's Monday.
Yeah, let's look through your hands, and you've got like, is Monday. That plastering?
Yeah, that's paint. Yeah.
So it's true. Yeah. True story as well.
It's true. Hands Jamie's isn't true.
Mine is true. I got pictures and everything.
Yeah.
Pictures of
boy,
what?
Boy, so George.
Sorry, what was your dive entry? You did some plastering.
Yeah, and painting.
Yeah. Yeah. You did some plastering and some painting. And then you went to Nuaman in Ghana.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
No. Tuesday, the 17th of April. I realise it's only my... This is my actual diary, though, so I'm sorry if it's not...
Yeah, you've done your actual diary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not using yours to plug your other jobs that you've got.
No. Tuesday, the 17th of April. Well, wait and see.
Oh, well, here we go. Tune in on Heat FM in the afternoon.
I realise it's only spring, but summer has arrived, and as a result, the English have just stopped working. Because sunny days are so sparse in the UK, whenever a hot day arrives in the country, we are swept by a wave of FOMO, people feeling like they shouldn't let it go to waste. Someone sent me an email saying that they had hoped I was out enjoying the sunshine with a nice glass of rosé at 11:30 on a Tuesday morning. No, I am not. I'm working like a slave, painting my cottage, and trying to bring to market the most delicious cider the world has ever tasted.
Throwing the word slave around.
Yeah. although not like a slave, because it's my own, you know, cottage, so I'm just doing it myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
DIY.
People could say.
Jamie, if that was Jamie's diary, he would have been like, I paid a plasterer £2,000,
yeah,
and then he went to the wrong house. And
yeah. But I still paid another. For him anyway.
I still paid for him, and I gave him a big tip.
Wait, is that... Oh, speaking of tips, do you know where the word tip comes from?
No, go for it.
Well, hold on, wait there.
The end of a spear.
No, it didn't. So the word tip... came from... I'm just trying
Googling
to,
it.
No, I'm not Googling it.
It's quite off the cuff for you, Jamie.
I wrote it down, so hold on 1 second. So
do you have like a little file in your folder in your phone with like all your little bits of trivia?
Just a little bit of trivia. No, this is... I don't have it. I just occasionally do. So tips, actually. So basically, back in the day when you used to go and want to get tips for like money and investments, you would go to a coffee shop, and in the coffee shop, you would pay a tip into a jar, which is on the table, and the tip would be to ensure prompt service.
So you do it beforehand.
You do it beforehand. So you pay the tip.
I can see your phone now, and this is in a file that just says to ensure prompt service. Tips Coffee House SO up to scratch.
that's that note. So
I don't need notes. I just need prompts.
Yeah.
So do you think, because obviously in America tipping, you kind of have to do it because it's just, you know, socially unacceptable if you don't, because they get paid so little in their wages. But then what do you think about tipping taxi drivers? Because I tip taxi drivers, but then they do effectively own their own business. So you're tipping them to do their own job.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I don't really know if I tip them that much. I think I just round it up.
But there's,
you round upper. So it's like, you know, it's like always, sort of I'm a round upper as well. So if it's like £4.20, I go to £5.
I find it funny when you're in a taxi with someone, it doesn't happen these days because everyone's in Ubers, but if you're in the black cab with someone and someone's paying with a 20 and it's like a £5, then you just go, oh, keep the change, mate.
Good joke. Good joke today. Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh, no, can I?
No, actually, I'll keep.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You have to watch them squirm.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, James, thank you so much, man, for
thanks
coming on.
James, dude, you're honest, a legend.
Yeah, you are.
Go and check out Repertoire on Netflix. It is hilarious.
Dude, go and check out the Netflix show. It's absolutely, honestly, it's hilarious. We're saying before, we're not just saying it's good. It's so funny. Also, are you on tour? Are you going on tour?
Not on tour this year. I'm taking it a bit easy this year. I'm doing a lot of work in progresses for next year going on tour. But yeah, just taking it a bit easier. Also, let's plug the book, Classic Scrapes. You can buy that. If you want to hear more about the car crashes, they're all in there.
And actually, Jamie, you never finished your creepy story about stalking James on a train.
Oh,
no,
my God.
You started that before we even started. I don't know if it's even been said on the show yet. You saw me on a train.
So what happened was I was coming back from Manchester.
Creepy.
The other day. I was on a train back from Manchester and the train got in. It was the last train back, so it must have gone in at like 11:45. And you were wearing red trousers.
Yes.
And I was walking in the front of my business partner, a guy called Ed, said, "Oh my God, I love that comedian." And I turned around and it was you. And I went, "Well, he's coming on the podcast." And I went to turn around to say something to you. And you took a left turn around the building. So I thought, do I chase him or do I just let it go? So I decided not to chase you. It's because it was like midnight. You know what I mean?
Were you on that train?
I was on that train.
We're probably in a...
Thank God we didn't crash.
Lucky you.
That train did not derail.
James, man, honestly, yeah, as I say, go and check out the Netflix show. Go and get the book. You are honestly hilarious, buddy.
Thank you.
You deserve all the success in the world. You simply are incredible. And buddy, as we say to all of our listeners to our guests, at the end of the show, we love to leave our listeners with something inspirational. So whatever you have in mind, please leave them with something.
A thought or a...
Inspirational thought.
Put you on the spot there.
Not very good at inspiring people, really, if I'm honest.
You're paedophile.
Yeah. Just call people names and stuff. Look,
I think you should go into that moment where you...
All babies are royal babies.
Oh, that's true.
And if you were once a royal baby yourself, and there's no reason why you shouldn't feel royal today.
That's true, but yeah, I suppose they're not as royal as the royal baby, right?
Well, not like technically.
Technically.
But like, you know, it's you can still feel...
Yeah.
You know,
you can still tell yourself...
Special. As the world, yeah.
You can look in the mirror and go, "You are a prince."
Yeah, you're a prince.
You do feel that. Like Jamie actually does that.
Yeah, and then the mirror falls down, and he realizes he's got some plastering to do. And he phones the wrong guy, and
pays him £2,000.
Yeah.
I love prince. This has been one of my favorite. I think
we'll have to get you back.
I'd love to. Yeah,
if you'll come.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll
very
come
much,
back.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, thank you so much. Hey, we shall see you next week.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Set, you know, go goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, do you want to tell them to go and buy tickets to our tour? Because it's.
I love
be
how
nice.
We're rambling on the end. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably still all listening.
If you enjoy my stories about car crashes, then go and see their tour.
You heard it here first.
Love you guys. Bye.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.